Mama. So I heard the song Follow You by Imagine Dragons for the first time yesterday, and I loved the tune, but I really loved the lyrics. So he sings, I'm always on your team, I got your back all right. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I want to put you into the spotlight if the world would only know what you've been holding back. And I loved it because this is exactly what we should be doing for ourselves as stay-at-home mums. Firstly, we've got to have our own back, no matter how hard things get, rather than jumping to judgment. And secondly, we want to put ourselves in the spotlight for a moment every single day and share with the world what we've so far kept hidden. Maybe even from ourselves. So these two things are what I know to be the secret to happiness for stay-at-home mums, and it's what we're talking about today. So let's dive in. Hi Mama, and welcome to Stay at Full Motherhood. Do you want to be present with your kids and light yourself up pursuing your passion without adding more to your plate? Are you tired of waiting for one day when to finally have time for you? Are you sick of making decisions dictated by your to-do list and still struggling to get it all done? I'm Jo, mum of three and life coach for stay-at-home mums, and I spent 7 years telling myself everything else had to get done first before I could start the blog I'd always wanted. I believed there just wasn't enough time for me, and that even if there was, I'd struggle to have the energy and focus to do it anyway. Until I found a way to stop being busy doing all the things and instead prioritise getting what matters done. And now I'm sharing what I've learned with you. So take a deep breath in, remind yourself you're worth the effort, and breathe into your knowing that you are capable of everything you decide you want for yourself. Let's go. So first I want to talk about having our own backs rather than jumping to judgment of ourselves. Because I hear from my clients all the time how they think that they're failing as a mum or need to do this better or improve on that, or that they should somehow be this kind of mum and not the way they actually are. And they are judging themselves all day long. And of course I do this too, particularly when I have zero motivation to do the things I think I have to do, like cleaning the lunch boxes and the water bottles and making the packed lunches. And this is because we have this fixed idea of what a good stay-at-home mum is, and that definitely involves actually wanting to do lunches or the cooking or the cleaning or the laundry or whatever else. But what if we didn't put any judgment on our desire or not to do these things? What if we didn't make that mean anything about us either way? And what if we looked at what we do actually want to do and didn't judge that either, but decided to do more of it just because that desire is there? None of this makes us good or bad people. We don't have to make things black and white or the right way to be or the wrong way. We only need to make things come together in a way that works for us. And a big part of that is acceptance of where we're at. And an even bigger part is noticing here that if we know we do not want to do certain things, aside from the underlying fact that we of course want our kids to have clean lunchboxes and water bottles, of course, then we must also know what it feels like in our bodies to actually want to do certain things. So then we can ask ourselves what those things are that we actually want to do. This really isn't about improving or fixing ourselves so that we can be happy doing the things we don't want to do. It's about the acceptance of the moment you're in and knowing what it is that you're truly being pulled to do and giving yourself permission to do that too. Your brain needs actual evidence that you are the person you know you really are, the person you want to show up in the world as. And the fact is, you need to take action on what you want to get that. I love how Alex Hormozi puts it, and I quote here, You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt. So this brings me to the second part of our episode today. You can only get to a place of admiring how you're showing up and who you are and the power that you hold to create more and more of what you want by actually doing the things that you personally see as admirable. If cleaning and washing dishes and doing the laundry are not things that you admire, then it actually makes perfect sense if you're not feeling so great about yourself when that's what you spend the majority of your time doing. But there is something that you admire, that you pay attention to when you see other mums doing it. So you want to be really honest with yourself about what that thing is. Even when your brain is offering that you just want to be the very best mum you can be and that that should be all that matters because it's the most important job in the world and you chose it for yourself. It never has to be either or. Your time doesn't have to be spent 100% on doing things you see as stay-at-home mum related for you to be the best mum that you can be. In fact, I'd argue that the very best mum you can be is the fullest version of you. You living in your fullest expression. And unless your passion is being a homemaker, then that is not what's happening here. You have a longing in you for something more alongside your motherhood. The fact that that longing is there means that your body is saying that you can do this, that that thing is meant for you in some way. You can decide to trust your body on that and you can make it happen. Some version of what you want is always possible and you discover exactly what that looks like along the way. It may be with the kids right there doing it along with you. But the thing that we have to do to, the thing that we do to limit ourselves is we place more trust in the mind than our bodies. And we start to rationalise and reason as to why we should not do the thing at all. One of the ones that I hear from my clients the most is that if we can't go all in and do the thing properly, or in other words, perfectly, then why bother to do it right now at all? It's much better to just wait. And the thing is, many of these reasons that your brain offers you do not come from you at all. They are stories living in your head that you're simply parroting from what was told to you by someone else many, many years ago. So here's an example. So I had been feeling this strong pull for at least 4 months to try something called Inside Flow. It's kind of a mix of yoga and dance. And I've been doing my HIIT workouts for over a year now. But with everything I've learned about the nervous system, I now know that these high intensity, fast, go, go, go workouts, they keep me in the fight flight state that I'm so used to. So I was looking for some other form of exercise to slow down my movement and also my breath. So the teacher I found for my Inside Flow class is now telling me each week to try this stretch and to move this way and to flow and to release and let go. But there is so much restriction and tightness that I'm experiencing in my body as I do this. But what we're finding is that those limitations are all in my mind. When my teacher tells me to move into a pose, I feel like I can barely get there because my movement just feels so limited. But as soon as she helps me by gently pulling or pushing different parts of my body, I can absolutely do it and get into the position and fully extend and stretch and expand. It's not easy for me, but I can do it. I do have that flexibility and it absolutely blows my mind every single week. Because the thing that's stopping me is not my body. It's my mind telling me old stories that I'm parroting from my dance teacher when I was 8, telling me you just don't have the right body for ballet, and a physical therapist when I was 27 telling me I had the tightest hips she'd ever seen. And those words become facts in our minds because they're told to us by experts who surely must know. But in this, we're forgetting that we are always the biggest experts on our own bodies and our own lives and in knowing what's right for us. So if you are feeling pulled towards something right now, I'm asking you this week to put that part of you into the spotlight for a small part of every day, to give yourself permission to focus on that desire in amongst the cleaning and the laundry and everything else, and then to share it somehow with the world, or maybe just a friend or a coach, because I guarantee that someone out there needs to hear what you have to say about what you are experiencing right now. And then just watch as you begin to admire yourself and how your judgment of yourself lessens and how much more zest for your life you have when you decide to hand your brain the evidence it needs that you are a person who is a mum, yes, and who remembers what you were always meant to do alongside your motherhood, because it feels so good when you do, even as it completely terrifies you. You are a person who can hold all of that for your own sake and for your kids and for the people that you are meant to help by being willing to just audaciously be you and go for what you want. Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Come sign up for a free 20-minute discovery call at my website. That's joyfulmamacoaching.com, and it's joyful with two L's and M-A-M-A, so that we can get you moving into your most esteemed self. This is all self-esteem work, which is what I offer in my 12-week coaching program. And I have spots open right now for May. Okay, it's time for me to go dance in the kitchen to this week's song, which is, of course, Follow You by Imagine Dragons. I hope you'll go play it and dance to it too. Till next Tuesday, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.